Hello, and a very warm welcome to Monocle on Design Extra. It's a show brought to you by the team behind Monocle's dedicated weekly design program. I'm Nolan Giles. In each episode, we turn our gaze to a design story that we think deserves a little more attention. This week, the finalists for the 2021 International Woolmark Prize were announced. The competition, open to emerging fashion designers across the globe, offers the support to develop a wool-rich capsule collection and mentorship from industry leaders. Here is Sinead Burke. She is a member of the judging panel and an accessibility advocate. She's talking about the aims of the prize and how the competition allows young designers to evolve their thinking to be more inclusive.
About building community. From these finalists, one designer will win. And it's about being part of a larger organization of alumni, where so many of the biggest names that we talk about in fashion right now have been part of this prize and been part of this community. And I think it's about enriching the designers who are considered young designers right now with the knowledge and expertise and insight of those designers who have made a long-term success of their career. But I think it's also about creating space for those who perhaps aren't considering fashion as an industry that they want to work in, all of a sudden sparked by a story or a perspective of one of these finalists and thinking, gosh, maybe I could do this too. Maybe it's not in design, maybe it's in the legal department or in marketing. There is a space for everyone in fashion, even if that is not yet architected. It's about evolving this further, that this isn't just a moment, it's a movement that we hope will only become increasingly accelerated. I think for me, what I was looking for in going through the various different proposals was in thinking about how they embraced the natural fibres, how natural fibre and wool was embedded into their process, but also their brand vision. And I think what was also really important was in thinking about how then they took on this notion of wool, which is something that is very familiar and perhaps even considered ordinary to those of us who, you know, don't even think about how a jumper might exist, for example, and how then they evolved as designers through that process in terms of their thinking about sustainability, in terms of their thinking about accessibility, but also how they paired form and function within that process in a way that I think had the end user, but also those who had a hand, a physical touch point within the process of the development of that garment and the development of that collection. I think what's been very interesting in the conversations that we have had with the finalists thus far is how integral this notion of purpose is to their business and brand. That so many of them aren't just interested or fulfilled by this notion of creating a beautiful garment that will make somebody feel confident within themselves. Though that is a preliminary tenet of all businesses within this industry, what they want to do is ensure that they are speaking with the social issues that are so pertinent to this current era. And how can they do that in a way that isn't just resulted in marketing, but is in the very fiber of how they develop and grow their business? So whether that is in issues surrounding race and equity, whether that's an issue surrounding sustainability and making that meaningful, or an accessibility. That is my specific area of interest and expertise. And what's been really interesting in talking to these young designers is how they can use this prize as a way in which to evolve their thinking. For example, wool has these incredible properties surrounding athleisure wear and wearing it for comfort and wearing it for exercise, but also in terms of the sensitivity that wool allows for the skin. It is so brilliant for those who perhaps exist on the autism spectrum and don't have the discomfort that so many other materials may come about. And getting designers to think about that, and not just the traditional customer that we think about within fashion, how can they think about not using zips or small buttons, which encourage difficulties of dexterity? How can they think about this through a process of creativity, ideation, innovation? What this competition is doing is giving designers space to explore creativity through realms that aren't often considered within design school. I think what really rang true is that notion of the personal is political and the political is personal. And talking to designers, particularly in Africa and from that region, discussing how it was essential for them that they include their lived experience, both visibly and implicitly within the design process, not just for this prize, but for the evolvement of their brand. When we talk about this notion of if you can see it, you can be it, for so long, fashion has been a westernized white industry, and how the importance of their story and them being conduits for broader representation, whilst yes, there is a responsibility and perhaps a pressure that comes with that, it's also incredibly important for them that they feel seen and heard within this larger domain and industry. And hearing the pride, but also the labour that is required within that, was incredibly humbling.
My thanks to Sinead Burke there. And that's all for this week, but if you're eager for more design stories, make sure to listen to our full-length programme airing on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. London time. Today's episode was produced by Maylie Evans. I'm Nolan Giles. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.